Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Exposed Earnings. I'm your host, Jackie, and as always, I'm joined by the brilliant Kira. Today, we're diving into the digital depths of Coinbase's first quarter of 2024. Kira, are you ready to decode the crypto giant's latest moves?
Absolutely, Jackie. It's been a whirlwind quarter for Coinbase, and there's a lot to unpack. From their impressive revenue growth to strategic expansions and even some courtroom drama, there's no shortage of excitement.
Let's kick things off with the big headline. Coinbase's revenue has skyrocketed this quarter. They've managed to generate more adjusted EBITDA in just these 3 months than in all of last year. Kira, what's driving this explosive growth?
Well, Jackie, a big part of that growth comes from their strategic focus on three key areas: driving revenue, enhancing utility in crypto, and pushing for regulatory clarity. They've capitalized on strong market conditions and seen significant growth in their institutional business, thanks to the excitement around Bitcoin ETFs.
Speaking of Bitcoin ETFs, those seem to have been a game changer, drawing in new customers and boosting engagement across Coinbase's product suite. It's like when you find a $1.20 bill in your old jeans and it suddenly makes you want to check all your pockets.
Exactly, Jackie. And on the topic of utility, Coinbase has made significant strides with their Layer 2 solution, Base. It's designed to scale blockchain technology, much like how broadband scaled the internet. This has dramatically reduced transaction fees and confirmation times.
That sounds like a big deal for developers and users alike. Faster and cheaper is always a winning combo in tech. Now, let's not forget the elephant in the room: regulatory battles. Coinbase has been quite active in the courts and with policymakers. What's the latest on that front, Kira?
Well, they've had some mixed results in court. They scored a win with the dismissal of the SEC's claim regarding Coinbase wallets, which is a victory for self-custodial wallets industry-wide. However, the rest of their case is proceeding to discovery. They're also heavily involved in supporting pro-crypto candidates in the upcoming elections.
Politics, technology, and finance, all in one. It's like a triple scoop of your favorite ice cream flavors. Now let's talk numbers. Kira, can you break down the financials for us?
Certainly. Coinbase's total revenue for Q1 grew 72% quarter over quarter to $1.6 billion. Their net income was a whopping $1.2 billion, and they ended the quarter with $7.1 billion in USD resources. Their customer safeguarded assets also grew to $330 billion, which is over 12% of the total crypto market cap.
Those are some hefty numbers. It sounds like Coinbase is not just surviving, but thriving. Kira, any final thoughts on what this all means for casual investors like our listeners?
For casual investors, Coinbase's results are a strong signal of both the growing acceptance of cryptocurrencies and the potential for significant returns. However, it's also a reminder of the volatility and regulatory uncertainties in this space. As always, it's important to stay informed and consider diversification.
Wise words, Kira. That's all from us today on Exposed Earnings. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into Coinbase's first quarter of 2024. Don't forget to tune in next time for more insights into the fascinating world of finance. Until then, keep your investments smart and your curiosity smarter. This earnings call podcast is generated completely using artificial intelligence and does not constitute financial advice. You should always do your own research before making an investment decision. And as with all investing, your capital will be at risk. The analysis and commentary related to companies' financial performance does not represent official views or guidance from Zeed, the producer of this podcast, nor the companies covered. For more information, visit zeed.ai.